Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up?
Hey, you guys.
You guys remember that? Do you think Schulte remembers that? 36-year-old Schulte?
I don't know if Schulte was ever a Goonies
you
guy.
You know what that is? Yeah. Goonies, right?
Yeah.
I've heard it. I don't know if I remember it, but it was said many times drunk in college.
Wait, that's Goonies.
Did you think it was something else?
Yeah.
What did you think it was?
I was thinking that was Electric Company.
No.
Oh,
that's,
no.
That's Sloth from the Goonies. You guys.
I see it now. Yeah. But what was Electric Company?
Electric Company had all of that. That had
what was their open? They did a... Electric Company had like a...
Yeah, I remember the Electric Company. I mean, they had a lot of different skits on there. Like the sounded out, the buh, breathe. Yeah, like
there was that. Oh, that was them. Okay. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can picture the opening credit song in my head, but yeah. I can't.
Didn't they yell something at us at the start of the show?
Yell something at us.
It was like a kid show. It's called Electric Company from the 80s. I don't know.
Yeah.
That. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I always remember like the electricity can kill one, and I don't know. They had a bunch of that stuff.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I remember the Electric Company.
It preceded Sesame Street, I think.
Oh, you know what?
What was it?
I looked up the lyrics to the Electric Company theme, and sure enough, the opening line is "Hey, you guys."
It is okay.
Yeah. So we're both right.
Crazy.
Moving out in a new way. We're gonna turn it on. You're gonna bring you the power. We're gonna bring up the light on the darkest night.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That's
so
what
you
it
were,
did.
You were correct.
Okay.
Hey, you guys is indeed the Electric Company.
I'd still like to hear it. I still can't quite hear it in my head because now I've got Sloth in my head. But
well, I wonder now that is Hey You Guys, it was were the
was
Goonies,
that, were
the,
was
were
that
the Goonies
a,
doing a,
yeah,
an homage? Or is it possible, like, I'm trying to remember, like, when they first meet Sloth, he's down in the basement, you know, chained up. Was Sloth watching the Electric Company? Is that something I missed? Was he doing an homage to the Electric Company?
Have we just discovered something no one else knows about Goonies?
I don't know. That's
probably.
Yeah, it's a possibility here now that for the first time,
somewhere.
I've seen that movie 100 times. I've been to the Goonies Fest in Astoria. Was Sloth doing the Electric Company the entire time and I didn't realize it? Someone on here saying, stop you, youngin. Sloth was indeed doing the Electric Company.
Okay, so
oh
yeah.
Well, that's
what?
I mean,
really?
That's just one guy, but you know,
both of us are right. Then there we go.
So it's possible that we are indeed both right.
So when people watched the Goonies back in the '80s,
mm-hmm.
Or is it just Goonies? It's not the Goonies.
It's Goonies.
Yeah. Oh, see, yeah. I said it wrong then.
It's not the Goonies.
My
it's
bad.
Goonies. So when people were watching Goonies back in the '80s, It was understood that he was doing the electric company
thing? It does feel like that, yeah. And now there's a whole YouTube clip now saying exploring Goonies trivia, the electric company connection.
I have the song here.
So yes, I do believe that Sloth was doing electric company.
It's from 1971. Now, yeah, you'd think we could play this on the radio. I mean, maybe a producer looking to get our full-time producer
might
gig.
Have.
You know, maybe.
I didn't want to say anything, but I thought maybe that he would be back there searching it while I was reading it.
Maybe lyrics. He'd maybe find it. Oh, okay. Well, I found it. I'm just going to play it. In the interest of time. Did you hear that? Yeah. That's Sloth. I mean, it's not, but it is.
Yes. So I'm on, there's an entire Goonies wiki page, and indeed that there is a whole bunch of connections to the electric company. So,
well, we are done for the day. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad we figured that out, and you guys have a good one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for coming.
And it is, by the way, it's the Goonies.
Look, we're learning.
It's the Goonies, Goonies.
We're looning and learning so much today. And that's why you come to this program, for this sort of informative.
Hey, we're not here for a long time, just a good time.
Just a good time. That's why you come. Commit to this program.
Wow. Well, I'd say we have a good show for you today, but I'm not sure that we do.
Well, I mean.
We'll see.
Where do we go?
We'll do it live.
Where do we go from there?
Well, sports.
Really?
The Decision Part 2.
I told you that was happening. If you fell for that, I don't know what to tell you, man. If you bought that for at all, then
I did not buy that for at all, but I did chuckle and think of you when I read that it was an ad for Hennessy or
Hennessy,
something?
Hennessy, yes.
Yeah. Dude, you can't be doing that stuff. Yeah,
yes, you can.
No, you really can't. You're going to lose people with that.
He's already, look, two things can be true at the same time, right? Much like Goonies, the Goonies and Electric Company. I admire LeBron James in so many different ways. Arguably the greatest basketball player of all time. I'm a Jordan guy, but I understand the people that are LeBron. The dude's been famous since he was, 15, 16 years old, and he's never been in trouble, right? He's raised some seemingly decent kids. Seems like he's got a good family, tries to give back. By all accounts, like, if you wanted to look up to a basketball player, by all means, pick LeBron James. Mm. He's better than most.
I prefer Kobe.
Sure. Kobe's got some stuff in his past.
What are you talking about?
LeBron didn't have any of that. Look, I admire him. But at the same time, he might be the douchiest basketball player of all time.
Well, we've covered that a million times. Yeah. I'm just saying, look, in this day and age of social media, you can't be fooling people like that. Like, dude, you got to be careful. And look, it's not like he cares. He has 50 million followers and he will continue to. I just... You know, people will stop taking you seriously. You pull crap like that. I'm viscerally mad about it, and I don't even follow him.
I just want to know who bought into that.
I think that's the problem.
The ticket prices for his last game, skyrocketed based on this.
Yes,
I thought it was going to be something I didn't think it was going to be Hennessy. But
if you didn't know, LeBron, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. But just in case you're like, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah. Well, LeBron put out this cryptic social media post of the second decision, and it was on the same date as the first stupid decision that you know he took his talents to South Beach.
Sure.
So it was this morning at 9, and a lot of people were guessing that perhaps he was going to announce this would be his last season. So ticket prices for the Lakers' last home game went from $85 per seat to $445.
Whoops.
And then it turns out that it was an ad for Hennessy.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know, what does that mean? Like, he just...
I guess he's been some sort of brand ambassador or partner. He probably owns part of the company. I saw a little thing today where they were talking about the connection, and to be honest with you, I didn't care, and I moved on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
Apparently, he likes Hennessy. So, okay. There you go.
But you can't... I just think that's very deceiving. And I get what he was doing. He probably worked for, I mean, Hennessy's probably doing high fives in their boardroom.
Yeah.
But, bro, people don't like that crap.
Marketing teams need to stop coming up with ideas. Yeah. How about that?
That was probably his idea.
No.
The only difference between LeBron James and, Alex Rodriguez is the steroid charge. They're the same cringy person.
All fake.
If A-Rod hadn't, gotten busted... Alex Rodriguez, outside of Barry Bonds, you can make an argument, has the greatest career in Major League Baseball history. Look at Alex Rodriguez's numbers. They are dumb. They are silly. Like, they make Griffey's look just like they're, you know, insignificant.
What? I'm going to go look at his numbers.
Look at it. Look, he is like top five in every meaningful category. It's just, it's insane. But he's very unlikable. He's just, he's a fake douche. The
it's
only
thing,
it's just that he got caught early on, like, being unlikable. And somehow LeBron has managed to, like, kind of skirt that. He didn't have the steroid thing. And by the way, there's a lot of people that think that LeBron is doing some of that. In fact, there's a lot of people that have openly pointed at it, but he kind of came after the scrutiny of it. And somehow the NBA escapes that. As if all these guys in the NBA that are now playing into their late 30s and 40s and go overseas to China and Germany and to South America. I wonder where they're going. Yeah, to hawk shoes and get needles in their ass. But he's the same person. Russell Wilson's like this. Alex Rodriguez. They're not real human beings. They're like some sort of weird...
Are they aliens, you think?
It's something. They're just like prepackaged Ken dolls.
Lizard people.
And yet somehow LeBron kind of escapes it. But he's so good, and maybe that's why he's just as good as those other, like as A-Rod is. LeBron's that much better. But Alex Rodriguez is insanely good.
Well, LeBron, I think if LeBron escapes it for two reasons. One, I think he's better at the game than Russell Wilson and A-Rod.
Well,
and
certainly.
I'm not Russell talking Wilson. About on the court. I think I'm talking about cultivating his reputation. I think LeBron is better at it than Wilson and A-Rod. But I feel like guys like that, even though they're high-level athletes, like top 0.1% of their profession, in LeBron's case, he's, I mean, like maybe number one ever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it surprises people that you have guys that good at something that don't really know who they are.
Yeah.
You know, that's really what it is. Yeah. They don't really know.
Well, they're
very
insecure.
And they don't know how to act. And they're kind of searching for, you know, it's just, it's this weird song and dance. And it's probably really hard for them being in the public eye at such a young age, particularly LeBron, very young. A-Rod too, I guess. And that's probably not an easy thing when you really don't know who you are. And you, or if you do, you find out while everyone's watching.
Yeah.
Or you grow up while everyone's watching you. That's probably a pretty hard song and dance.
Well, and that's why
I think LeBron has done a better job of it than A-Rod and Russell Wilson.
Which is why I say, to me, even though I think LaDouche is so cringe, I respect him. Outside of him being so insecure from the, you know, the fake books to the I'm going cold on dark on social media to crap. Like, just he's such a hack. when it comes to this stuff, and he's so insecure, but he is so good. And to navigate that from the time you're 15 or 16, dude, that melts most people. And it hasn't for him. He's, by all accounts, is a good, a good dude.
That's what I just said. Yeah. I just think it doesn't, I mean, it didn't melt A-Rod and it didn't melt Russell Wilson. They just didn't do it as well as LeBron.
No, but I do kind of think it melted A-Rod. I do.
A-Rod's fine. You know, A-Rod's,
he's actually had a nice resurgence.
Exactly. He's more likable now than ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he kissed his own picture on a, or his own.
The other thing about these guys, and it's not just insecurity or not knowing who you are, it's just that maybe there's just not a lot there, you know?
It's possible.
As a human being. Like Russell Wilson, do you think he's even remotely interesting?
No, he's not.
Not at all?
No.
Are any of the three?
I think LeBron actually is, yes.
LeBron, I think, is
interesting. You think he's an interesting fella?
He's lived a lot of life.
Yes. I'll bet you behind, if you got him away from all of that crap and you actually got to have a conversation with him and you're like...
You haven't seen his show then, have you?
I've seen some of that. And like I said, I think some of those conversations are interesting. Now, I think there's a lack of self-awareness. Like when he's like, yeah, when I won that title, I knew I was the greatest. Like he...
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know that there is a lot there.
See, I just think if you got, I think there's, of the three, he's by far the most interesting.
But so you have to go out. You have to go out on the town, and it is your last night on earth.
Yeah,
you must spend it with LeBron, A-Rod, or Russell Wilson.
Ooh,
who are you spending with now? Let me remind you.
Yeah, I'm going A-Rod.
Yeah, see, that's kind of where I was leaning.
Take me three.
I want to remind you that I was at the Wynn in Vegas when the Cavs won the title, when he went back there and won a title with them.
Yeah.
And the Cavs showed up. It was 2 a.m. We're playing, I think, craps or blackjack somewhere at the Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
And the pit boss comes over and says, the Cavs are here.
Yeah.
Cavs are here. They were going to that club. Mm-hmm. So they had just won the title. I think it was game seven with the Warriors.
Yeah, I think that was the
They one. Showed up. And J.R. Smith, I think, drunk as a skunk, shirtless, like, I think got charged with assault or something. I don't know. You know how things go when you celebrate. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's very common, right? Mm-hmm. Big Sook, you've celebrated a few championships. You know, you hurt some people.
That Mountain West Conference title, 1999. Boy, it got crazy in Provo that night.
Zydrunas Ilgauskas, I have a photo with him holding a fake trophy, and he might have slightly thrown up on me. And then there's LeBron. So you saw him. They were mingling about the... there was another one, one of the lesser players, but a role player was there.
Did you say J.R. Smith was there having a...
Well, that's what I just...
Oh, you
just
said
that.
Yeah, never mind.
Thank you for listening. Yeah. There's another guy. God, I can't remember. Anyway, LeBron strolls in, and you see LeBron coming because there's 50 people around him, none of whom are Cavaliers players or work with the Cavaliers. They're all his people. And he strolls right back to the back of... Allegra restaurant or Allegra
sort of VIP area.
No, it's the worst restaurant in the whole place, but I think it was the only one that was open.
Yeah.
And he strolls way to the back and he is sitting with his wife and two other people eating late night pasta.
Yeah.
With no drinks. And my buddy and I were sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
Like kind of, you know, like let's see what LeBron's going to do. Nothing. Dude, his teammates are all in the club having a great time.
Yeah.
LeBron's over there sip, you know, eating pasta. And I just was like, "Man, dude, can you think of anybody you at least want to hang with in that guy?"
And that's my point. I think he's so concerned about the image, he can't ever let his hair down. Whereas A-Rod is too, but you know A-Rod's got ladies. Yeah, that guy got caught multiple times. That dude's in the back and we're doing bumps and
yeah, of the three,
and we're
I think he'll party.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in South Beach and that's A-Rod's town.
Wait,
we're having a good time.
If you go out with Russ, you might get the wife.
There's maybe not an athlete that I would rather be with less than Russell Wilson.
But what if
I don't care.
Sierra? What's her
Sierra
name?
Sierra or Ciara.
I don't know.
I think it's Sierra.
What if she shows up?
I know guys that played with Russ, and I'm telling you, there is no one you would rather hang out with less than that dude.
I think LeBron.
No.
I think it's close.
I would take LeBron over Russ.
It's close for me.
I don't want to hear about Jesus while we're hanging out.
Well, LeBron's a Jesus guy, and it's probably even fake Jesus.
No, there's people around LeBron that are cooler than the people around Russell Wilson, okay? No. Hands down.
I would like to point out, Alex Rodriguez, fifth all-time home runs, fourth all-time RBI, 22nd all-time in hits, three-time MVP, Gold Gloves at multiple positions. You can make an argument without the steroid thing that is one of the two or three greatest baseball players of all time. The only one whose numbers you look at and you're like, well, that's not, it's Bonds. Outside of that, A-Rod compares to every single person to ever play the game of baseball. And you can make a case that he's better. And yet we do not think of him that way.
A-Rod actually at both short and third base separately, if you take just his career stats individually at each position, he is still the top shortstop and third baseman in history. It's just insane.
Yes. I mean, his company is Bonds, Ruth, Aaron, and like Pujols. And as great as Albert Pujols was, A-Rod was better. He was.
Why are we talking about this?
Oh,
we all know he was great.
The A-Rod thing that we don't give because he's such a douche.
I think it's the steroid thing. I think that's what it is for a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's probably the more, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's why Bonds, I mean, we can all admit Bonds is the greatest.
Yeah.
But people don't like to admit that and they don't like to talk about it because of the steroids. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with A-Rod.
If LeBron got caught, and a lot of people think. If he got caught would he?
No, because we're past that.
We're done with
that
it?
That was a long time ago. Wasn't that like 20 years ago?
Oh,
when we had the ire steroids. And baseball
has
a little bit more of a reverence than basketball to people. So I think that, I don't even think like, who's the best player in baseball? Like if it came out that Shohei was on roids, I think people would just roll their eyes. I don't think it would be that big of a deal. Not like it was with Bonds and A-Rod and Palmeiro and all those goofballs. LeBron, no one cares. I mean, like, look at him.
Yeah.
He's never hurt.
No.
He's chiseled. Yeah. Of course he's on steroids.
He's on something.
No one cares.
And we talk about how much money he spends on his body and all that stuff. And you're like, no one's ever, I mean, no one really cares.
Don't you think a lot of people have come to the place of like, why do we even care what these guys are doing? You know, like, let them do whatever they want. Back then, it used to be illegal, but why? Yeah. Who cares?
For whatever reason, I still think we care in baseball.
It's their body.
Yeah. Baseball is the one. NFL, we certainly don't care. Hockey, we don't care. I wonder. I wonder what it would do to LeBron's legacy if he got caught red-handed. There's a lot of speculation, a lot of smoke around him. He's affiliated with some guys that have been popped.
Might give him some cred. Might be more better pub than this new Hennessy drink he's tossed out there that no one cares about.
Hey, look, one stupid ad got every person in America on sports radio talking about it.
You gonna go get the new Hennessy 23?
I'm not a Hennessy guy. I don't.
I've never drank it.
Do you do the cognac?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not a.
I think. Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not necessarily my cup of tea.
You could hand me a cognac and I'd hand it to Schultzy.
Yeah?
I'd hand it to my wife. She actually likes cognac, so.
What does she drink? Is she going to get the new Hennessy 23? You tell her about this big news today?
I will let her know.
Come on, man.
We don't even have cognac at the house. Maybe I need to go buy some.
Yeah. Remember the ladies' man?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where is the, like, I think that's what it's most famous for.
The ladies' man,
right? That was a lie.
He was great. All right, well, we should get going with our show. The Mariners have not started yet. It is still in a rain delay, which is agonizing for our young producer, Jordan Schultz.
Just announced 4 p.m. start.
Yeah, said there's
40 minutes.
Said there's a big window where they think they can get in, but there is more rain coming. But they said they think there's a window where they can squeeze
it in. Well, here's why today's show will be great. This I can promise you. That listening to us... Mm-hmm. Watch Schultzy watch the Mariners in a critical playoff game.
He may cry. He's already said.
It will be gold.
I said, you're going to cry in game three? And then he went through all the reasons why he probably will cry in game three. And I was like, wow.
This is going to be great. So beginning at four, buckle up. We'll keep you posted on what he's doing in there. And he is full Mariner garb. Seems to be the same as yesterday. Headband.
Different
division
everything else.
Shirt is different.
Yeah.
Bro, you go look at my closet. There's like 30 Mariners.
Mariners
items.
Baseball T-shirt.
I could go a month wearing Mariners stuff without repeating.
I'm not gonna lie. Given the opportunity, if I ever end up at the Schultzy residence, then that's
Are you going in the closet?
Yeah, I would like to take a spin around the Schultzy closet to see the amount of Duck/Mariner gear that exists.
A lot of nice shirts and a lot of people saying
in that space.
Nice shirt. You know why I don't like to go in people's closets? Hmm. Because they might stink.
That's true.
Yeah.
Closets stink?
It depends. Not
really?
All, but yes, it's kind of a weird thing for me, but if I'm ever in, because you go to Airbnbs and stuff. And
stinky closet, huh? Never thought of it.
It can be off-putting.
Huh.
And I wonder if...
Interesting.
Well, sometimes shoes are in there,
there's
a musk.
Maybe there's subconscious, because like in my shoes that I don't wear a lot, or I guess there's some in like the drawers, I do dryer sheets around my clothes a lot, because I like I like a nice aroma. And I found like in a bunch of shoes that if I'm not wearing or in the top of the closet or whatever, I always have a hand. So you walk into my closet, it smells like fresh laundry.
Yeah, same.
It's got a bounce feel to it.
Yeah, detergent.
I'll be the judge of that if I'm ever in there. But I probably won't go in there. So
yeah, come on by.
What if I show up at your door and just dart to your closet?
That'd be all right.
Would that be weird?
No,
BTJ be like, what is he doing?
She would probably be, but she's gone. She's in Spain right now, so come on over.
He's going to smell my closet.
You can take a lap.
All right, let's get started. Schultzy will be calm and cool and collected for the next 38 minutes. Then all bets are off. Let's start with last night's NFL. On the fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Man, this is... Okay, so this is the Electric Company intro song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just not how I remember it.
No,
but for some reason...
You remembered the Hey You Guys.
Yeah, the Hey You Guys. So we have only learned, if you're just tuning in, we have learned today that from the Goonies... When Sloth yells, "Hey, you guys!" It is from this Electric Company, which blows us all away, and
we've learned something.
I kind of don't know what to do with that information, but
and I would have never thought that was the song. Like I
know,
could
right?
hear the song in my head, and that's
it. Doesn't seem like that's what
that's
the song
not
was.
The song.
But
I was thinking more like a Fraggle Rock kind of. You know, like kind of
yeah,
a
I thought
jam.
It was more.
Yeah. No. That's.
Maybe we're thinking of another show.
I don't know what to do with that.
But here's what I do know is that apparently we're idiots, which.
Yeah.
We've.
It goes to that.
We've known that for years.
Yeah.
But most people texting in, including Jeff Rust, who is quite a. He's like an 80s movie historian.
Yes. He loves the 80s.
He even said, yeah, it's widely known. Most people put two and two together that when Sloth said that. It was from Electric Company, but we're...
I'm sorry that
here it is, 2025, and we're just now finding that out.
This from someone that has truffle shuffled in front of the Goonies house and went to, I think it was the 25th anniversary of that. They do a festival every year down in Astoria.
It's
and
a
I
good...
got to meet Corey Feldman, and that dude is weird as you would think.
Don't you think that's a good Goonies trivia question, though?
That is.
I mean, if you're really a Goonies fan, you should probably know that.
You probably, yeah.
But maybe you don't.
Yeah. Well, that's always like that real, like, I always have a hard time with that. Like, if you're a real fan, can you be a fan without being obsessed with it? Like,
yeah.
Like when someone says they're a fan of a band and then some nerd's like, oh yeah, well, and then they give you some obscure trivia question. You're like, that's
the you don't know that, then you're not,
then you're not a real fan.
Well, the guy who bought the Goonies house is a huge Goonies guy.
Yeah. And I think he's trying to restore
from Kansas City, but I would expect him to know.
Yes. I would think
what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, I would think less of him.
I don't think he cares.
Well, probably not, no. But, I do.
He did buy the, he did buy the Goonies
house. I do.
It's like that person that knows, like, you know, what episode, like Star Trek guy. I like Star Trek, but if you want me to tell you what episode 37 was or what the combination to, you know, Captain Kirk's safe, that's weird to me.
So we're waiting 30 minutes until the Mariners and Tigers get underway.
Yeah.
Game 3.
I got fooled because I was all in a delay, and then I came into the office and I sat down, and there was a play happening at second, and I was like, oh, I'm like, it started, because it was just second inning, and I was like, oh man. And then I saw Scooble was on the mound, and it took me a minute. I'm like, what? Oh, replay.
No, he's pitching again today.
I'm telling you, for a brief moment, my mind was kind of like, what? What am I?
What do you think it would look like if they put him out there?
Not good. I mean, obviously he could throw. You know, Bumgarner has done, you know, he did it in the postseason. I'm sure he'd give you an inning or two, and then it wouldn't be like he's throwing 70-mile-an-hour cheese. The breaking ball wouldn't be as sharp. There wouldn't be as much zip. He would have a hard time locating it. My guess is he gets lit up.
They should try that.
Mariners did back in 95 with Randy Johnson on literally a day's rest.
Yeah.
He pitched 3 innings.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I like, honestly, for a one time, especially early in the postseason, it may not be as bad as you think. You get the adrenaline pumping out there. And,
well, relievers do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but there's a difference between going 2 innings and then Scooble pitched. Did he go 7?
I think he went 7.
Yeah, he went 7 like and probably 100 pitches.
Yeah, near that.
You ever have like a really hard workout? The next day you come back and ask to repeat the workout. You can do it.
No, I've never done that.
Oh, well, how about playing like 72 holes of golf?
Yeah. It's hard on the body.
And then you're going to, and then asking you to come back out and play 9 holes.
But that's not, 72 holes of golf's a lot. It'd be more like 27.
You don't think throwing 100 pitches is a lot?
Not for him. I mean, it would be for me, but for him, that's pretty normal. Much like golf, 18 holes is pretty normal for me. So I don't know. I think that analogy is a little off, but I see what you're saying. Yeah. Anyway, in 28 minutes, they will get underway in Detroit. And you know that Major League, I saw somebody tweet this, and I thought it was right, that Major League Baseball's playoff scheduling is bad when everyone is rejoicing that the game's in a weather delay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because the 1 o'clock
So start. Tigers fans have time to get the kids out of, you know, they're in Detroit.
Yeah.
Kids get home.
Yeah.
Mariner fans are like, oh, great, I can finish up work.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
that is true.
It kind of says what you need to know, that everyone's like, oh, great, a rain delay. Perfect. It won't start till 4. Excellent. Maybe Major League Baseball should have scheduled it at 4.
You got windows. You got pockets. We love to complain about scheduling, but I also don't want to be the one in charge of scheduling. I think that is, if you said,
I would love that.
You would not.
I would love it.
You would pull your
Dude,
hair
I'd be
out.
And, so good at
and
it.
Every TV exec would tell you to go F yourself.
Well, they can tell me whatever they want. Here's what I'm doing, bitch. And listen, it's going to be great.
They didn't want to go head to head with the NHL opening night. That's what they were afraid of.
Is that tonight?
Yeah, well, it's going already on going. Right now.
Who's winning?
It is
I don't care.
It is 2-2 Chicago and Florida. Speaking of scheduling, what the hell, man? 3 games for opening night of the NHL? That's what we get is 3 games?
Connor?
Get out of here.
McDavid? Bedard.
There is a Connor Bedard, and he plays for the Blackhawks, and there's a Connor McDavid that plays for the Oilers, one significantly better than the other.
McDavid is better?
Yes.
So I saw that he signed a new contract. Did I see that correctly?
He signed a 2-year extension.
Yeah, they're only giving him, what, $25 million a year?
Yeah, that's hockey players don't make what
Isn't he like the best player in the league?
He was arguably a top 5 player of all time.
And he's making, wait, it's not 25 million a year, it's 12 and a half a year.
12 and a half, yeah. So
that's
25.
Unbelievable.
The most expensive guys in the NHL are right around 12 to 14 mil.
Dude.
Yeah. It is a very
They need to hold out.
They did, and that's what you got. they lost an NHL an entire season in a postseason, and when they came back, everything became very cost effective, which is why the league is doing so well now, is there's structure in place. So
when you only have to pay your best player $12.5 million a year, you should make money hand over fist.
Yes. Well, and now you can get some small market teams that can compete. Some of the Canadian teams have come back and I think
kind of like Odyssey
in a world of exploding salaries. I think people are often shocked that the NHL's, highest paid players are not, you know, they're not getting what the other sports are
An
getting.
Odyssey station.
There's NBA guys that are approaching, what, 80? I think 80 million on some of the Supermax deals. I think the Major League Baseball has a 70 million a year guy in Ohtani. The NFL, I want to say the highest is 60,
Isn't it Dak?
I think Dak is 63 is the average.
Hey, he's playing like it, though.
Yes. Dak, by the way, right now is arguably an MVP. I think that's where we're at there. And then I believe the highest paid NHL guy is, I want to say, like 14.
That's crazy. Yeah. All right. Well, there's another segment blown. Coming up next, let's get to something of substance, shall we?
That's not substance?
No. You know what is, though? My Chiefs. Blowing that game last night.
The Chefs.
I'm mad at them.
And by the way,
scorned better.
I lied. There are some guys in the NHL now that are in the high teens, that are in the 18. So some of these new extensions that people are signing are now creeping up, getting close to 20.
Why do you even host a sports show if you can't give us correct facts? It's unbelievable.
Loser.
All right, Chiefs, Jags, we discuss in our NFL Week 5 High Five coming up on The Fan. Here's Schultz.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back. 105.1 The Fan.
I'd like to point out, I have a retraction to my retraction.
You screwed up again.
I'm no longer an idiot. I was an idiot. No, I'm not. The NHL highest average is indeed 14. I fell victim to the signing bonus in the 1 year payout, okay. You know?
All right.
So total cash for some years is getting up there, but the highest annual value contract is indeed $14 million. So I'm back to not being an idiot until the next thing I say.
Would you like the good news?
Make me an idiot.
Would you want the good news or the bad news?
Give me the good and then give me the bad. I want to be lifted
up
right
now. The good news is you got that one right.
Yeah.
The bad news is you're still an idiot.
I know. But I'm less of an idiot now until I say the next dumb thing. So for the brief moment until we have this next conversation, I'm going to feel good about myself.
I would like to preemptively apologize for the next dumb thing I'm about to say.
I like that. It's like when you go to the, like if you go to church and you throw like the money in the collection plate, like you throw in like a fiver for what you did over the weekend. And then you're like, hey, I'm planning on getting sideways this weekend. Here's a 20 spot to kind of cover the you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
it. So I just do a blanket apology.
That's good.
Because you never know what is dumb to somebody.
Sure.
Maybe genius to somebody else.
It's a valid point.
So for all of you that are about to hear something dumb.
I'm sorry.
In various forms. I am sorry.
Yeah.
So I made a pact with myself years ago to never bet against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because.
You're starting to regret it?
They'll rip your heart out. No, I'm not regretting that. I think that's a good. I'm fine with that. The Chiefs are still the Chiefs. And honestly, you know, they lost last night, but the bones are still there. They'll be fine. They're tough.
Mm-hmm.
They have Mahomes. They have Reed. It's just that I don't bet against them. Like, they always pull it out of the fire, just like last night, until they didn't.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean I always bet on them.
Yeah.
But last night, I will, full disclosure here.
Yeah.
I had the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I am a scorned Chiefs bettor here. Mm. And I'm really pissed at them because they never do that.
No.
They never beat themselves.
They were 10-0 last year in one score games.
Yeah.
And they're the best one score team over the last 7 years, one of the best in NFL history. And, you know, this year you can look at the record and say that they're 2-3, and the two teams they've beaten are bad teams, right? The Ravens and Giants are both bad teams. And they've lost to three good teams: Chargers, Eagles, Jags. And all by one score. So I've always said that if you want a team that's either going to regress or a team that's about to jump up, go find a team that won or lost a lot of close games. They usually come back to the middle. Those usually end up being 50-50 ball games. For like 7 years, for the better part of a decade, the Chiefs have been bucking that trend. And for whatever reason, whether that's just dumb luck, whether, again, eventually you come back down, I think injuries play a role in that. Obviously, some of the guys get a little bit older. All dynasties either end or go through a little bit of a downspell. The Patriots, I want to say, had like a 10-year break in between winning Super Bowls with Brady or close to it. You know, all of a sudden you look at that now and they're 0-3 in these games that easily could have gone the other way. 6 points, 3 points, and then last night was, what, 3 points again. You know, those are just games that traditionally, you're right, you don't doubt the Chiefs. And there is something about them that doesn't have quite the same look this year. And it's not one thing. I think it's when you have an iceberg that eventually it sinks, it's just, it's chips. Like nothing just kind of cracks. Even watching the Cowboys, I finished watching that Cowboys documentary and it was like that. Like there was not one thing that took down the Dallas Cowboys. It was just a series of Dan Lanning 1,000 cuts. And it feels like the Chiefs have a lot of those cuts right now. And they're just, they're not a bad team. They just aren't as razor sharp as they've been in years past. And I think some of that invincibility aura that they had is gone.
Yeah. I think they're going to be fine. I would say while some of that stuff usually does regress to the mean, I just think the Chiefs, like the Patriots didn't regress much. I mean, the Chiefs are just different I did not expect it to regress to the mean because they're not exactly dominant, but they just know how to win. And they have the best quarterback in the league that people can't stop, even when you only give him 13 seconds to stop him.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, when they got that ball back, there was part of me was like, dude, there's.
Well, they had all three timeouts.
I'm like, this son of a gun is going to do something here.
Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about is that it's still there.
Yeah.
And they just blew that. Like right now, they're making too many mistakes. Yeah. They're a little undisciplined. They have some bad penalties. Like you said, some injuries. Mahomes threw a pick six on the Jags goal line. There is some variance in each of these games. I don't really worry about them, but my God, how did they blow that?
Yeah.
With, you know, with the kickoff?
Yeah.
Butker kicks it out of bounds, gives it to him at the 40.
And in every one of these games,
like, Lawrence fell down at the goal line. Yeah. Like,
well, and then I wonder, were they trying
to let him score?
But it's weird because they didn't. If they held him there to a field goal, like that wouldn't.
No, they had to score.
They had to score a touchdown. So normally I would say that, yeah, you would let him score, but I don't think they were. But then I look at some of the effort. The Chris Jones is obviously getting highlighted. And look, you go on these drives and defensive linemen get gassed, but I have not seen. Now, to be fair, it's not like I'm watching the all 22 of Chris Jones every single snap, but I've never seen Chris Jones do that in a big moment. Chris Jones literally, he does not rush the quarterback. He just stands at the line of scrimmage, watches Lawrence fall down, watches him get back up, and then just stands. And there's a couple other players, too, that don't really look like they're going, but then there's a couple others that do kind of seem like they're trying to tackle him. Dinosaur I still have arms. Questions about whether they were trying to let him score.
Yeah, they might have. Did they address that?
I have not heard it. So as far as I know, they weren't. Maybe they were confused when someone thought when he fell down. Did they think the play was over? That was a weird confluence of events, but it still doesn't change the fact that, like, there's another one, like Harrison Butker, for whatever you think about his awesome ideas about women in the workplace, Harrison Butker has been as automatic as any kicker in the league. And I don't know if you've watched his performance this year, he ain't automatic anymore. And so all of a sudden you've got Butker in these games that's costing you. So this is what I'm saying. There's little things that are not quite there. And I'm with you. I think they're going to be fine. Kansas City, to me, is a playoff team still, and I don't want to see them in the postseason. I don't want to see this team healthy. I don't want to see a pissed off Patrick Mahomes.
Nope.
Because we said the same thing about Kansas City last year, that they didn't look that good. And what did they do? Yep. They made the Super Bowl.
That's right.
And they had a hell of a regular season. It's just that these early losses against three really good teams. Like, if you want to write off the Ravens, by all means, go ahead. That team is probably cooked, and there's real issues. If you're writing the Kansas City Chiefs off at 2-3 in 3-1 possession, like end of game losses against three really good teams, that's on you.
I'm still never betting against him.
No, there is not another player in maybe league history. If I'm playing against someone and I have a lead, my team has the lead, and there is whatever time left on the clock, and I get to eliminate one quarterback that the other team doesn't get, it's him. There is not another player that scares me more.
Wouldn't it be him and then Josh Allen?
I'm saying of all time.
I know.
I don't know, man. That
dude,
Brady,
Josh Allen's amazing.
Josh Allen's amazing. And I know Brady doesn't scare you with his legs, but dude, that guy, I don't want to see 12 with the ball either. There's just not another player in league history that I think has done a better job in those pressure moments than Patrick Mahomes. And that, even though he doesn't appear right now to be the same quarterback in the numbers over the last couple of years, there's some regression there, and they've changed the offense and all this.
I thought their offense looked pretty good last night.
Yeah, it was sharp. And you're seeing some guys.
The Jags are good.
You're seeing some guys get healthy. You're seeing the emergence. Thornton starting to come around. He's becoming a guy for him. You're Xavier Worthy is back in the lineup. Rice is still coming back. I would like them to find a run game. I don't think Pacheco and Hunt are the answers there.
Listen to their schedule.
Mahomes is their leading rusher.
You want their schedule?
Yeah, it's pretty rough, huh?
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. So they're 2-3, and then they play Detroit this week.
Yeah.
Then they get a break because the Raiders
are in
Kansas City.
They're so bad.
But after that, they get the Commies, Bills, Broncos, and Colts.
Yeah. That's rough.
I have a Colts tribute. Dang it! I just spoiled it. I just blew it. I had a good stat for you, and then you gave it away. I was gonna guess the team that. Damn it! I just told you it's the Colts.
Jeopardy style.
Yeah.
Like, well, you look at like their schedule versus the Seahawks schedule, which is just, I mean, it's begging you to win 11 games. Look, all you got to if they
just
can get
in the tournament,
if they get to 10 or 11 wins and they get in the tournament, and what did we say last year? Because it was the first time Kansas City had to go on the road. Well, they handled it. I don't want to see Kansas City. If I'm the Bills, if I'm, the Ravens probably aren't going to make the postseason.
You know who's still favored to win that division?
Is it still the Ravens?
Not even kidding. Yeah. It's Baltimore. Isn't that wild?
That division's so bad. I just know that I don't want to see, if you're Jacksonville, you can feel great that you made a statement win and all that crap. You do not want to see the Kansas City Chiefs in the postseason. You just don't.
Well, I'd like to talk about the Jags next as we continue our NFL Week 5 high five.
As we get ready to overrate them immensely.
Yes, that was a nice win, but let's, you know.
I know. This is what we
do. Dude, that was not.
It wasn't. It was
that was
not
a lot on the Chiefs.
Yes.
So we will get to that and more from Week 5 of the NFL next on 105.1 The Fan. Okay, it's our NFL Week 5 high five where we've got a bunch of NFL leftovers that we didn't talk about yesterday. We're talking about Monday Night Football here. And, you know, the Jags, you know, nice little win.
Mm-hmm.
4-1.
Yeah.
They're on top of that division with the Colts. I think we all probably think Colts are better at this point.
I would say right now, the Colts are starting to make believers out of a lot of people. And, you know, I know the whole Daniel Jones thing, but we're also acting as if Trevor Lawrence has done anything in this league. And I know he hasn't been, like, Daniel Jones bad, but Trevor Lawrence is not some... he's not some sort of, I mean, he's what, 5-6 years into his career, and there's still a lot to prove. And I don't think Trevor Lawrence was very good last night. Although the drive that he had, his two or three best throws came on that drive. And then of course he had the weird stumble and fall down thing. So I don't think either side necessarily has elite quarterback play. But I if you're asking me, if you gave me a neutral field right now, I'll take the Colts. I'll take the Colts in that matchup. I've been really impressed.
Here's the Colts.
And they don't play till the end of the year, by the way.
I was going to throw at you. The team with the fewest combined turnovers, sacks, and punts through 5 games so far this season.
Colts.
It is the Colts with 14.
Yeah.
Now, this is in the Super Bowl era. Where do you think that ranks?
God, well, but the fact
through five games,
the fact that you're throwing it out, I'm guessing that's going to be like a top 10.
So again, fewest combined turnovers, sacks, and punts through 5 games. They 14 combined turnovers, sacks, and punts.
I know they set a record to start the season. It was like 19 straight possessions, something ridiculous like that without a punt. I'll say like top 5.
That is number one, Jason.
Yeah.
Number two is the 2007 New England Patriots.
Huh.
Who had 18 combined turnover sacks and punts through 5 games. Should I remind you, that team went on to go 16-0.
Well, and should have won the Super Bowl. Obviously, we know the helmet catch.
That's pretty crazy.
The only thing I'll say about the Colts and
little schedule heavy. Yeah. I mean, like they haven't played
anyone. So the Jags had this too, right?
They played Denver. They did play the Rams.
Yeah. So the Jags so far have beaten they've beaten the Panthers, the Texans, the Niners, which, you know, that's good. And then you beat the Chiefs.
Well, the Niners is in San Francisco.
Yeah. And that was, you know, obviously everyone was beat up, and that was when Brock Purdy was playing and he probably shouldn't have been. But hey, your special teams won you that game. So give Jacksonville their flowers. I personally am leaning Colts right now. But it's the same thing. The only good team that the Colts have played is the Rams.
Well, they played Denver, and they beat Denver.
Yeah, they beat Denver.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have. That was the one where they had the penalty on the kick.
On the kick.
That he missed.
So, I mean,
so they technically lost that game.
Yeah, so it's kind of a... This is why making any sort of sweeping statements after, you know, 5 weeks in the NFL is kind of silly. Schedule dictates so much of this, but I've been really impressed with Indy, and... When you look at their schedule, you know, they've got the Cardinals, the Chargers, who right now are a mess. Their offensive line is so bad. And then they got the Titans, the Steelers, the Falcons. The Colts are gonna be like 8-1. Like they got something, and we'll see what happens with Jacksonville, but they play each other towards the end of the year. They get them twice, and that's the second to last game of the year. So those could be some mean. Who would have thought at the beginning of the year that the second to last week the Jags and Colts could be for home field advantage in the postseason? I mean, this is fun, and this is why the NFL is so good, that no one could have seen that coming. And the other thing about that I'm not certain that you can continue, Jacksonville's defense and the way they're turning the ball over, it is at an alarming rate. Like it is so good. And I'm not certain that
that regresses.
Yes.
Always does.
It always does.
So they had going into last night, and I don't know what it was last night. Did they each turn it over twice last night?
I'll take a look. Well, they had to pick six.
So I think they each turned it over twice, but going into the game, Jacksonville had 13 takeaways and 4 giveaways in their first 4 games.
Yeah. And that,
and that's not sustainable.
It's not. And again, they got the pick six, and Devin Lloyd's playing out of his mind, and I'm just not certain that that is going to hold. But I think we look, Jacksonville and the Colts are good teams. These are playoff teams. Are either team the one when you get into the postseason and you're playing the Bills and you're playing the Chiefs? Are those teams that you're necessarily betting on? I don't think so, at least right now. But it, you know, if you get into the season and this, you know, you end up being, you know, 12, 13, 14 win teams, then we may have to reconsider that. And the Jags had 2, the Chiefs only had the 1. So the Chiefs had the 2, or the Jags had the 2, including the one where Lawrence tried to go over the top and
so
got
it's
the ball
14
smacked away.
Takeaways, 6 giveaways so far.
They have been absolutely elite.
All right, there's big news out of the NFL today. The Bengals have found a new quarterback.
When this is your idea of saving your season, this is when you stepped in it.
That is next on The Fan.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.